Young teens aren't exactly embracing the government's let's move mantra. The latest fitness data suggests only 1 in 4 U.S. kids aged 12 to 15 meet the recommendations, an hour of moderate to vigorous activity every day. The results based on about 800 kids who self-report their activity levels and at physical exams as part of the 2012 National Youth Fitness Survey. CDC released partial results on Wednesday from the fitness survey, which involved kids aged 3 to 15. Other results from the same survey are pending and include fitness data based on more objective measures, including treadmill tests. Efforts to limit tobacco use over the past 50 years have prevented 8 million premature deaths in the U.S., giving those people an average of nearly 20 additional years of life. By calculating the number of people who have avoided premature death by not smoking, the researchers found that because fewer people light up, overall life expectancy at age 40 has increased by about 2 years. The study's results reveal the power of smoking prevention. Even as consumers dig deeper to pay for health expenses, overall health care spending in the U.S. continues to expand at a relatively low rate of growth. According to government analysis, spending rose 3.7% to $2.8 trillion in 2012, the latest year for which those figures were available. It was the fourth consecutive year of modest spending growth, with annual increases of between 3.6% and 3.8%. Experts crediting a mixed bag of factors for helping to temper the overall rate of spending growth in 2012. For Radio MD News, I'm Jim Miller. For Health Talk 24/7, log on now to RadioMD.com.